Hey you, it's me, Barney from Playtime. Remember, I promised I'd explain Playtime's awesome new diaper bags to you if you promised to go check them out. You haven't returned any of my calls, so this is my last resort. Playpacks are a multi-handle backpack diaper bag made from high-quality waterproof nylon by the folks at Playtime. Playpacks are able to fit up to 6 adult diapers, with room to spare, and with their wide, reinforced main compartment, they stay open on their own during changes. Plus, if you're an overpacker like me, the Playpack has you covered with oversized elastic and interior pockets, as well as insulated cup holders. And they're not just good for diapers. With their inner zippers and front net pockets, they're the perfect size for school, work, or outdoor activities. I'll never need another bag again. Choose from a bunch of different designs, from adorable dino and sailor patterns to more discreet baby blue or blackout designs. These functional diaper bags will have you feeling super cute, whilst making sure you're always prepared for a change wherever you are. Well, I've upheld my end of the bargain. Now go check out Playtime's Playpacks and see which one's for you. Please, don't let me down.
Why is it called a crowbar? Does it look like a crow? And welcome to The Big Top. I'm your host, Barney, a.k.a. Dumb Bum the Clown. And today, in a very special show, I am joined by not one, but two bozos. Bucko and Jacko. Goofballs, melonheads, jokers, and fools. Prepared to be dazzled, amazed, bamboozled, and tickled by the comedic stylings of three dumb clowns. If you get the chance, please do rate and review. It really means the world to me. Today, the circus is in Atlanta, Georgia, and I invite you to join me as we go under the big top.
This is the first episode I've actually done as a clown, because I was going to do, I think it was episode 8, and then at the last minute, I like totally backed out, took the makeup off, and then it turned into like a very serious episode, so I'm really glad I did that.
Oh, yeah.
But this is definitely the first time I've had, because you guys are both clowns. With me, which is pretty fucking cool.
We're clowns?
Who are you calling a clown, clown?
It's a three-ring circus.
Is that what these are about?
Those are fantastic. Okay, you have so many awesome shoes. I'm jealous. Although, do you know what I did yesterday? Which I'm very excited for. Okay, so yesterday I went into town and I had a design session for my very first custom rubber suit, and it's going to be a clown suit, and it's going to be fucking crazy, and I'm so fucking excited.
You say clown suit, but elaborate that clown suit. Colors, look, is it going to have latex pom-poms?
No, so it's going to be, like, the base of it will be like a cat suit, which is going to be yellow and teal and purple and red, and like different parts will be, it's different blocks of color and then stripes on the chest. And then I'm going to have a cod piece, which will be interchangeable with different things. So I want one that's like an inflatable null bulge, and then one that's like an elephant trunk, and then one that has like a squeaker in it. And then we're going to do big, we're going to do big gloves. Sorry, I have giant hands on, so I'm smacking everything. We're going to have gloves like these, but they're going to be latex and inflatable. And then I also want to do like a collar that's latex, which I think will be pretty cool.
Yes. Very fun. Which you say gloves, and I need to grab mine.
Have you got big ones like these?
No, I don't. I mean, I already have big hands.
Yeah, fair enough. I love these. I have a few of these. They're just the
gloves
best,
are always
and they're the goofiest. And you know what they say about big hands?
Big shoes.
And big gloves.
Big mallet.
Whoa. Where'd you get that?
Do you have Spirit Halloween stores in the UK?
Maybe. And they sell giant mallets?
Yeah, big. They're for scary clowns, but it's also black and white. And
that's
I could take
cool.
It apart and paint it whatever I want.
Whoa. That is a fantastic spanking tool.
Oh, yeah. I've already once gotten buckos behind a baboo.
Oh, yeah, see, I'm still using the shoes.
Oh, I never thought about that.
Uh-huh. They're kind of perfect for it. You get a good thwack and you get a very silly noise, which is kind of the best.
I want a big squeaky hammer.
Yeah, that'd be fucking cool.
With the hammer and it goes, ha!
Yeah, most squeaky stuff kind of annoys me because it's too, like, dog toy and not enough, like, ha-ha. You know, like, I want a proper, like, awooga out of it. I want a real, like,
Yeah.
I nailed that, right? That was like fantastic sound effects, right?
Yeah. We could show horns and honk horns after.
Fantastic. Just interrupt me because I'm a horrible interrupter and I'll inevitably forget what I wanted to ask and get really excited, especially because today we get to talk all about clowns, which is my favorite fucking thing.
Yes.
Oh, I need to get like circus music under this. Is that too corny? You know that music was like supposed to be very grand?
Yeah.
That was supposed to be like cool, sending the gladiators, wartime music. And I kind of feel bad for the composer now because it's... Now it's just clown music.
Pretty much.
Clown time.
Clown time. Okay, I kind of want to start by individually asking you guys how this all started for you. Go.
All right. I'll go first since I started it before him.
That's fair.
So I've been like a circus nerd my whole life and like always like wanted to be a clown like professionally.
Uh-huh.
But it was one of those things where I'm like, oh, I'd have to like go to clown college. I'd have to do all this stuff.
Sure.
And never happened. So from there, like, it kind of just lived in the back of my head. And I just, like, buy up, like, clown and circus stuff. And then, like, this year, we caught COVID and we're stuck at home for, like, 2 weeks. And I was like, what if I bought some clown noses? I guess I can just buy them now online. So I did. And I was like, okay, this is fun.
You paused and as if it was obvious, you were like, well, I didn't go to clown college, so I started fucking clowns.
Yeah, no, okay, like, I don't know, I thought it was one of those things where you had to be a professional to get this stuff up until, like, this year. I was like, I didn't realize you could just go out and buy it.
Wait, but you have so much stuff.
But it's also that point where you're an adult and you're like, oh, wait, all these things that I wanted as a kid.
Yeah, that too.
That I couldn't, like... go out and get for myself. I'm an adult with adult job and adult job money. I could just buy this stuff in eBay. Sometimes you score.
Yeah.
So before that, I had like heard whisperings of like a clown community, like fetish clown community. I'm like, oh, okay. So I like set up a Twitter and lurked for a minute. And you were one of the first people I was lurking for a while. Then I'm like, oh, this is a thing. I like this.
Hell yeah.
And it's one of the things I didn't realize I was into until like recently. I'm like, this has definitely woken something that I've like buried within me. So,
okay. That's kind of, to me, that's like a really crazy story. Obviously lockdown did a lot of things for a lot of people. It's funny how many people got into stuff like diapers because they were like, what else am I going to do? I'm sat around the house. I may as well start peeing myself. But like, I'm going to put a pin in this and I'll say it. But first, I want to hear from Jacko. Like, how did you get roped into the circus?
Well, I mean, I've always had an enjoyment of the circus and of clowns and of ringleaders and lions and all the fun things and accoutrement that come with a circus.
Sure.
Fun little honky-donk fact, our first date I ever took Bucko on was to the circus.
Really?
Yes. Yep, really. I made a whole playlist of like circusy feeling music, did not tell him where we were going.
What?
And then as we pulled up, he started to get really excited.
Surprise, like,
no,
circus?
No. No. And so that's a fun little fact. The first time we went on a proper date was to the circus.
But
this is a kink podcast. So like I have a pretty big pleasure kink. Uh-huh. So I get off on fulfilling other people's fantasies.
Right. Yeah.
So, oh no, I get to dress up really fun and honk around and be a big Dumbo. And like enjoy it along the way because what I'm doing does things for him. What I'm doing, posting pictures, does things for other people. And that gratifies me to a deep level. Plus, it's really fun.
Right? It's just fun. Like I had so many hangups for so long about this part of myself and finally kind of letting go of that. I was saying to... So I had a... nope. What? Totally forgot. What was I saying?
That's the clown brain. Big nose, no brain.
The bigger the nose. I'm not keeping this in. Well, help me. What was
that? No, you have to now. That is a podcast law. It's a podcast law where
I swear I'm a young.
I'm going to take this out. It stays in every time. It's a podcast law.
I'm like a young person. I swear my mind's intact. And mid sentence, I lost what I was talking about. Twitter and what's wrong with me? I've had people be really derogatory about like every other kink except for this one. People are like, oh yeah, that's just fun, that's just funny, it's just silly, it's so kind of like harmless. And it really put into perspective that whole hang up that I had about this, that I thought, I don't know, people would look down on it, but it's just, it's probably the most innocuous kink really, if you were to ask people. Unless they're scared of clowns, in which case, bouge moi.
Yeah, it seems like that's a distinctively American thing.
Yeah, I don't know why that is, though.
I can go into reasons, but let's keep the podcast light.
Well, I mean, without mentioning any people who have three names, like, we get all of that media and news in the rest of the world. Those are famous things, so I don't know why it's not as prevalent in other places, but I don't know, maybe that's just a perception.
Well, I don't know, in like the 50s and 60s, were clown costumes a really prominent thing in like the UK or other places? Because if you go back and look at some of the ways that kids were made up and the masks that they wore, it's very terrifying, like the honest endeavors to make a cute looking clown, and then it gets all crumpled, and then you look like a raisin clown walking down the street just saying trick or treat, and then it's terrifying a kid who doesn't expect you, and then there's a clown fear. Like, it's the irrational fears that grip us.
Yeah.
And then also, you've talked in other podcasts about the irrational fears that grip you and then become fetishes.
Totally. Yeah. Those things are so intertwined. But also, I think the US is very much a Halloween country, whereas a lot of other places aren't so big on that. So actually seeing horror clowns around Halloween is way more common there, I would imagine, because it's just like, it's not so big.
Oh yeah, there's any clown costume that you can find in a Halloween store nowadays is going to be twisted to the dark side. I looked on the big image, you know, search engine, let's not name them. Half the images were scary clowns just searching the word clown.
Yeah.
Just the word clown.
Yeah.
Half of them.
Well, okay, so my favorite clown aesthetic growing up, I also really like the more ridiculous, the more bulbous, the more circusy, like, you know, the balding, big, bright colored hair and like baggy costumes and everything. But at the same time, the Ringling clowns were always kind of my favorite, because there was something about, they just look like a dude that it looks like they've been recently transformed and there's still a lot of like normal clothes involved, you know, like they'll have a big silly hat, but then they'll have like a varsity jacket, but then they'll have big shoes, but then quite minimal makeup, but then a big nose. I kind of liked how they played with that, and they did that very deliberately to make the clowns cool and not scary, and like made a real effort for, you know, they did this whole thing where you could go early and meet the clowns and like just kind of see that they were not meant to scare you. And they talked, and most of them used their real names instead of clown names, and just humanized them a lot more, which I thought was cool and like a good effort. And then I kind of, that aesthetic has very much been, I sit here with my giant billed hat, like that has definitely been a huge thing for me, is that kind of like quote unquote normal looking clown, you know what I mean? Because that's not scary, that can't be scary.
It's kind of like the clowns walk among us.
Right, yeah, my neighbor the clown. Okay, so the reason that I was kind of like, I guess I want to know, is this something you think you subconsciously always knew was brewing or not?
For me, yes, definitely. Like, looking back at like some of the stuff I've bought over the years, I'm like, oh yeah, this makes sense. Like, I don't even know how to explain it, but like everything just kind of like fell into place, and I was like, oh, okay, I'm a clown fucker. It just all kind of made sense.
I too had that realization Yep, I'm a clown fucker. I just had it really early. Like, I just remember being like, I would have loved to have gone to like a circus camp or clown college or something like that. But I was so shy about it because I knew from the get-go that I was into it sexually. And so it kind of made me put off exploring the artistic vanilla side of it for a really long time. Yeah, I just think your guys' Twitter is... Hang on, I'm gonna... Jesus. I swear, like, it's when I'm recording is when I burp the most. I don't know why. Your guys' Twitter is so much fun, but so, like, you've got the backdrop and you've got so many costumes and you, like, are clearly having so much fun taking so many pictures. I just look at it and I'm like, wow, you're doing everything I wish I wasn't, like, as lazy as I am or I'd be doing more of. The reason I'm like, where did all this come from is there are very, very... Like, it feels like you almost came out of nowhere, which doesn't happen. Okay, it kind of happened with one guy, but that was a clown who we all knew who it was and, like, whatever. Because clowns are shy. Like, in my experience, this has been something that people have felt is very niche or very taboo. And, like, there's, you know, only a handful of us that have been around consistently over the years until the clown boom of 2022, where, like, now everyone I meet wants to try it and, like, so many have fallen in love with it. So I remember when I first saw you and I was like, huh, okay, he's really going all out. And then I saw Jack and I was like, damn, all right, two bozos, bozo boyfriends, that is awesome. I'm thinking, how long until they, like, vanish, you know, and get shy and, you know, delete everything? I was like, no, they're in this. They're doing this. So I just think that's so awesome. And I love that, like, it almost, like, it was brewing, but it kind of took a sec for you to go, oh, yeah, I'm a clown fucker.
Yeah. Like, I really wish I had a better answer, but it just kind of, like, happened. And my whole thing is I tend to whole ass everything.
Uh-huh.
Like, if I'm gonna do something, I'm gonna, like, whole ass it.
Hell yeah.
So, also, I love making stuff. So, like, I've been, like, sewing a lot of my stuff and just DIYing, and that brings me so much, like, satisfaction in its own right.
And it's how you make the best stuff, right?
Yeah. Both of us, you know, are makers. Like, I've sewn for most of my life. And it's not the shortest of lives, but we've also been performers and we've both acted on stage. Uh-huh. So the fact that we were just ready to go for it, it's like, and we also love taking pictures and it marries all the things. You're performing, you're putting together costumes, you're dressing totally. Up. I have different hair that's really my hair, but it changes sometimes. It goes short, long, and different colors, but it's my hair. That's all we know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's having fun and exploring what can I do today? And also, you know, the C word of content and, like, keeping things original. It spices things up. Like, what can I do different that I haven't done already? Like, let me look at my wardrobe. Is there a combination that I haven't put together yet? Oh, this looks fun together. Oh, this clashes, but is it a weird way or is it a fun way?
That's so awesome. And also what I think a lot of kink is about, like, right? A lot of it is mix and matching gear and having fun and finding ways to keep things creative and interesting and spicy and... Like, to me, that just totally makes sense. Like, why wouldn't you want to dress as a clown? But, like, this backdrop that you've got, I'm like, where did you, like, how can, so, ta-da, it's beautiful. I want one, please. Thank you.
Well, yeah, you so, can, you, yeah, so you this can... isn't actually a backdrop. This is actually our circus tent.
Yeah.
We're actually in a circus tent.
What is this backdrop of which you speak?
We gotta right, keep the right, see. Got it. So
this is the genuine set from Cher's Burlesque.
No, but it's from huge online retailer that everyone buys from.
Gotcha.
Not gonna buzz market them. They get enough money.
Uh-huh. I mean, I love that in the spirit of avoiding any names and brands for this entire episode, we can be talking about two completely different things.
I made one little mistake earlier. You could bleep that out.
Oh, you did? I'll have to go and find it.
You'll find it. Just go, honk, honk.
Yeah, I know the one. Okay, I'll put a honk honk on it and see how many people figure out what that two-syllable thing is.
You could also use my voice from there. It's fine. Honk honk.
Then you'll just sound even more insane.
Exactly. Exactly. Do people look at my pictures and my look and think, gee, this is a well-adjusted human being?
This is a sane, put-together, upstanding, moral citizen.
Yeah.
I mean, I do. I'm like, he's got good hair. Like, what?
Honestly, yeah, the Kinksters are probably the most morally upstanding people, because we understand what gray areas are and we try and avoid them. Yeah. Like, we try and be like, here's the good thing and here's consent and here's all the things that you should know and should be taught in your younger sexual education, but we had to come across it through safe communities.
Yep. And hoping, really, that those communities we fall into are going to be safe. Actually, a friend of mine said that recently, that like a totally vanilla friend who was like, we were just having a discussion about this and I was talking about, you know, safe play practices and consent and blah, 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 and just like talking about limits and stuff like that, safe words. And she was like, huh, you know, I think my sex life is considerably more dangerous just because that's never a conversation I've ever had with anyone. That's never been a consideration. It's always just been, okay, we're gonna fuck now and see how that goes. And, ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I have to say on that.
Yeah, honk honk!
Do you guys have, like, proper...
Yes. Oh, yeah. We'll address those later. They're in a different space.
Oh, they're right there.
Oh, boy.
You might, like, I might get... Because I'm... Is it hot in here? honking horns are my fucking favorite thing. Is he getting it? Are you really gonna get me hot and bothered?
Give it a honk.
You see this? Give it a honk.
Is this little tootie, tootie?
Honk it. Honk it, Shaka.
Oh my god.
It's enough honking.
It's never enough honking.
It is never enough honking.
That's never enough honking.
I got a little cute, like, straight one, but it is so much higher pitched. But it's really cute. It'll show up in some photos.
Okay.
That's what
See, I like the proper one. Big ones.
I know, right?
That's a proper, like, car horn. That's like...
There's two of them.
Those are actually, like, my first nose came from a lot I bought on eBay.
Honk, honk, honk.
A lot I bought on... Oh, no.
On a honk, honk.
Hold on.
Okay.
Honk honk.
So? Restart.
That horn came from a lot I bought on honkhonk.com with my, like, my first noses, and it's like, it was a set of 8 or 10 professional clown noses.
I think we can say pro nose on a clown episode.
Wow.
That I got on eBay, and it was like, whoa, honk honk.
Honk honk.
Sorry. But yeah. That was, like, my first clown noses, and it came with two of those horns. And I was like, this is a good starter kit.
And
that is an amazing starter kit.
For one clown is too much, but 8 noses for 2 clowns, especially since there were duplicates. There were duplicates, and it's like, oh, here's the duplicates, and here's the ones that you want, and here's the ones that I want. And I was just like, this one still has some old clown's adhesive in it. Let me see if it works. And it did, and I'm like, that's the nose you see in my first couple. And it just stuck, and I'm like, oh, no I way. Like... I like this.
Yeah,
it just stuck, and it was.
That's
it was
hot.
And you'll like this because it's like the old adhesive. Like you have to kind of pull, and you can feel it like peel away and try and pull your nose. Like it's fighting to stay on.
Oh, it just wants to
what
become
if
your
it
nose.
Never came off.
What if it never came off? Oh, what if your feet grew to fill your shoes and they just never came off? No, because they're bulbous at the end, and you just can't squeeze your foot out of there because your big dumb clown bones have filled up them shoes.
That sure would be silly.
And those big gloves too. What if your bones just grow and fill the gloves, and then you're just permanent clown?
Why do I feel like I'm being bullied? swelling to fit the clown costume and then never being able to take it off.
Yep. Fun thing, like I'm a huge like foot perv, and
oh, you are?
For me, like, yes.
Oh, good.
But cause... like, I'm always like, what if I show feet? And I'm like, I can't show feet because then that would show that my feet are normal, and I have these shoes on. I cannot break.
I actually have to break the illusion. I had some really fun thoughts on that if we want to discuss them here or discuss them.
Oh, there. You can discuss them here. You can.
But imagine socks shaped like clown feet so that you're wearing your clown socks and they've got little clown toes, but they are clown foot shaped. I want to take on that challenge because it's a fun patterning and sewing challenge. Plus, knits are stretchy.
Okay, so I don't necessarily understand the aesthetic. Nope. Aestheticism? Is that a word?
Aestheticism?
The aesthetics of a foot, let's just say. However, I did used to be a dancer, so I am actually like quite flexible and malleable still, and have been told I have... Wait, they're in my... I'm wearing footed, because I couldn't be bothered to get them. But like, I don't know what makes...
It's frozen. Hold on.
Is it really?
Yes. Yeah. I can't see anything right now.
Right now, I'm just showing you the sole of my foot and like my toes and
we'll just have to get back to that. We'll get back to that once the you know.
So my toes are very dexterous.
Okay, I'm listening.
But my dexterous toes. Yeah. Oh. So like they can spread and they can move independently and like I can pick stuff up and stuff like that. And I've got like a good arch. Oh. I don't know if that is like the. Can you see my arch if I do that?
Yeah.
It's like a, yeah.
It's like no, a I can't. You have to do it some more.
Yeah, get the foot closer, I think.
Yeah, can you get it closer? I can't like, see it that well.
Yeah, like
yeah,
that?
Yeah. That's good. It's good. I can see it real good now.
Yeah. It's like so. There's my clown foot.
Oh.
I mean, it looks exactly like a clown shoe. I don't know what your thoughts are. It
right? Like I've got the big bulbous exactly like tip on the toe. Yeah. Fun fact, I was actually stung by a bee and they swelled to that size. So just on the one foot.
But it was a striped bee with a little pointy hat.
That's right. I couldn't figure out how they managed to get that tiny little hat on the bee.
There was a pom-pom on the end of that bee hat.
Right, yes. You've been stung by the same one.
I did. It got my butt.
Got your nose?
Got my big dumb clown butt.
You know my clown name is Dumb Bum?
Dumb Bum?
I knew that because...
Because I got a big dumb bum?
I've been following you for a week.
Oh, because you've been following me for how long?
So instead of a dumb dumb, you're a dumb bum.
Dumb bum. Well, you call it a butt there, but we call it a bum.
Yeah, I've heard bum.
We know all about lorries and lifts.
Hey, well done. That's right.
I can say lollipop man.
An aga.
Yeah, I had an aga growing up. Yuck. Do you know what I want to do is I want to like make a slightly bigger one and get a real like in there.
So you're wearing RNF too?
I think we're all wearing the same nose.
Oh, we're all
I think
saying.
We're all wearing oh, the exact no. same nose.
It's the best nose that they have. And I've yes, it is. Them.
Well, except for the huge one. Which
I know,
still isn't available.
They need to start selling it.
I know!
That one.
I'm so mad about it. I want it so badly, and I don't know why I didn't do the original
You
thing
could fill it with snacks.
You could fill it, you could literally put a horn in it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you could really trigger the mechanism, but it'd be really fun to have a clown, a big red honking nose with a vessel that has a tube that goes off around the side through your clothes, and then a horn where you can go honk, honk.
As much as I love that idea, you could also just hold a horn for the exact same effect.
You wouldn't get the effect of from your nose.
Yes, okay, but and it's a big but. If you had on the inside, if it was closed off over the nose, so it was like a sealed space, then you could have it, and then the sound could come out the nostrils, just too little, like, and then it could really be like a proper squeaky nose.
Well, it would definitely do a squeak. It might putting one of those like rubber chicken squeakers in it, because it wouldn't be your complaint about like, you know, a lot of squeaky things having too big of a thing. You want it to be like a simple like honk honk. It would be just like a short little puff going.
If I want to somehow get it like lower pitch though, because when it's like squeaky and it's just like a dog toy, I'm like, well, I have enough dog toys.
There is a clown nose out there on the market that does function like a squeaker, but it like holds on with string and it's not that clowny aesthetic. It's just a little off.
It's ugly and bad and plastic and I hate it. However, I have seen one clown porn, which I actually watched over and over and over and over and over again. It is with a woman, but the clown is like, he never takes his makeup off. He never takes anything off. He just gets his dick out and fucks up. But he does it in the clowniest way. And there's this part. He has this massive nose. And it's like rubber. And it's huge. And it's glued on. Literally, he's all like, hook, hook. And he like beeps it against her. And is like, hook, hook. And it just like beeping it. Like it makes a honk. And I'm like, who fucking did the costumes for that porn? Because whoever they are, they like have the best nose. And I want to find that, because that thing looked
really
incredible.
I really hate to break the wall of it, but they probably added the honks in after the fact. They often add a lot of moaning and other noises to porn after the fact, and they may have added that honk after. But
we don't need to dismantle my dreams.
But here's the thing. Technologies get smaller and smaller and smaller, so if we can make a clown honker small enough to fit in the nose to where you just go... Oh, what about one of those noses that is like the protracted, like it goes out, but it's got the convolution of like an accordion and it bonks and does the horn. That would be fun. That would be more aesthetic than that other nose. And it would be really silly, like a hammer, like I mentioned before.
That'd be super cool. I'm sure someone's made one. See, if I could just have squeakers and everything in my shoes, in my hands, in my butt. Well...
You have a built-in squeaker there.
I know. I really wish that there was a butt plug that was just connected to a...
I recently tried to find out if somebody had made a clown nose butt plug, and they have not, at least not that I've seen. I was what would it be if you bent over and there's just a big, shiny red clown nose?
Right? I have designed so many of these that I wish I had the will or the manufacturer know-how to make them. And market them and mass produce them.
Honestly, you could just glue a clown nose on a butt plug.
Yeah.
And maybe it could be a honking one where you honk in the.
I would love that. You run the risk then of losing it inside of you, and that's a little hard to explain to the doctor.
Well, no. If you're gluing it on the end of a flange, you know, there's a lot of plugs out there that don't have much of a flange, but like you know. I think it could be tenable. It could happen.
Okay, more on this in a second because I need to pee and, I might just wait a minute before I stand up. But we're going to go to break.
Pee-pee time.
Hey, little one. It's Barney from Playtime. Now, I know you like playing pretend, whether that's being a superhero or being big, but all before lights out because you've got a bedtime. Well, what if I told you you get to play pretend whenever you like, wherever you are. Storytime is a weekly event with a bedtime story read to you by Little Casey on the events channel in the Playtime Playground Discord server or on Twitch at Playtime Co. Each week, delve into tales of adventure and friendship with short stories designed to help you let go and enjoy a world of wonder. And don't worry if you miss out, Storytime will also be recorded so you can listen wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Storytime is at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Discord and on Twitch. Come play pretend.
Who's that little cherub? No way, he opens and closes. That's genius.
Yeah, he's a cup.
What are you drinking?
A banana daiquiri.
Whoa.
Oh, correction. Sorry. Circus peanut daiquiri. I just threw some bananas.
And is that vermouth?
No, this is sake.
Oh, nice. That's a huge bottle of sake.
Well,
I fucking love sake.
We go through... a lot. We buy a 6-pack of 1.5 liter bottles roughly once a week.
Whoa, that is a lot.
Maybe once in a week and a half. And I
like a week and a half.
Week and a half.
2 weeks.
It seems like almost every week, but then sometimes we skip a week.
Well, you have to. Just, you know, let the liver bounce back.
Well, no, it's because the bottles last, not because we're slowing anything down.
Oh, good.
Carnies need to be alcoholics, don't they? Except your favorite drink is water.
My
So, you know, you're a waterholic.
My favorite drink of the day is my favorite drink is water. However, I drink a lot of wine, and I absolutely adore sake, and I also drink quite a bit of beer, actually, but that doesn't really count. And I'm a spirit guy as well. Not the whiskey side of things, cannot handle, but the vodka and gin side of things, yeah. And I also do love vermouth, actually. I know it's such an old lady drink, but it's fucking cool.
Yeah.
The Julia Child reverse martini is a very interesting thing.
The Julia Child reverse martini.
Yeah, it's instead of like a 1-to-2 or 2-to-1 gin to vermouth, it's a 2-to-1 vermouth to gin.
Right. Quite right. Yeah,
it's a vermouthy.
A vermouthy. Well, we just got like a little teeny tiny bar, but it's like one of those 70s bars. It's just like a little antique, you know, hatch more than anything with little bits and bobs. But I'm so jealous of your decked out bar. And I've got a friend who's got like a fucking awesome decked out bar. And I just run on, but we don't have the space.
Where did he see the decked out bar?
I sent pictures.
Okay. We have two bars.
I know.
I also brought that up.
I'm very jealous.
Though I think at least one picture in the downstairs bar showed up on your Twitter.
Yeah.
Where you're sitting on the bar stool with your thong really showing, maybe some cakes.
Yeah, I feel like I need to come get inebriated at the Pleasure Island bar.
Also, like, so the other side of Bucko is a 50s bartender dad. Like, that is my other, like, persona. So, also there.
Yeah. Tell me more. I'm listening.
It's just me judging people's drink choices. Me judging people's drink choices with, like, a good pompadour.
Got it. Occasionally, I do imbibe in a pompadour. I kind of wanted to talk more about the growing clown alley and, like, the friends that you have started to bring in. Because you're kind of doing... You've done everything that I've done in, like, so many years, but you've done it in the space of like a few months, and I'm just bowled over and impressed, because a lot of my clowns are, you know, still quite shy and don't so much do it online, but there's quite a few, and there's even more that I've kind of like just been helping kind of mentor through it or offered on. The gloves make a fantastic fan to waft away my stinky burps.
Ooh. Christ, you didn't figure that out at Folsom.
Oh, I wasn't wearing these ones. I was wearing slightly smaller ones, but I actually like them more because they're still really bulbous, but I can grip things, you know? Whereas this is just like...
I've long since been obsessed with like odd gloves. Like,
oh, really?
My very first odd glove obsession was Oswald Cobblepot, the Penguin in Batman Returns, and his flipper gloves that I made when I was like 10 or 12. Like,
niche
in that time, like,
reference.
I hand sewed one for myself, and I'm like, this is a lot of work. I'm going to try and do a second one. I think I did, but I like made myself flipper gloves because they were just so unusual and interesting.
Yeah, I always wanted to do that for like Nightcrawler.
Oh,
give myself
talk
that
about
chance.
A fantasy.
Okay, so one thing I am actually curious about, besides the steadily growing clown alley, is talk to me more about your kinks in general, because I'm interested. Like, clowns are my main thing, but like embarrassment is sort of where that stems from, and like that is huge for me. So what's the big thing, or did kink even like factor into your life before, like kind of the clown switch?
Oh boy, I can go off on a tangent.
Hell yeah, tangent me.
So okay. For me, I would say like my biggest fetish is like gear, for lack of a better word. Anything that requires a very specific outfit, not a uniform specifically, though uniforms great, but like gear.
Uh-huh.
Like anything that requires, I guess I explained it in the first half, like a specific outfit. So I love all of that. So obviously that plays into the clown thing. But also, like, underwear is a huge thing for me. I found that out in high school, and that's why, like, a lot of Bucko's pictures are, like, underwear showing at some point. Usually a thong, because
I noticed,
love thongs. Yeah, that's a big thing.
Okay. Wait, but doesn't all kink kind of revolve around a specific gear for a large part? Like...
No.
So...
Well, I guess not piss or something, but, like...
When I say, like, gear, it's more like, I guess not a kink gear fetish, but like anything else is kind of like the fetish for me. Although I do love kink gear. It is a thing, but like...
Like silly costumes?
Costumes, absolutely. Oh, costumes are an entire like separate category I was going to bring up. Like,
oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, so give me an example. Like what?
So definitely like one of my biggest like costume fetishes is specifically Ghostface from Scream.
I thought it was Spider-Man.
Also Spider-Man.
Okay, Spider-Man I now get, but again, because I'm like, he's kind of clowny, but... Ghostface?
Okay, yeah. Have you actually watched the way that he moves?
No, okay.
Yes.
Can I explain my kink?
Okay, explain your kink.
For me, it's about like disappearing and anonymity. And like, that is the perfect example because it's like this formless outfit and like the most exaggerated face that you can't tell any detail. I'm obsessed with that. And like, that's where my big like costume kink lies, is just getting disappearing into an anonymous form.
Sure. If that makes sense. Yeah. So besides costumes then, if not like necessarily a uniform or kink gear, what's an example of like gear that does it for you?
Okay. So my other persona, if I would say, is a 50s bartender dad. Yeah. And so like, I have a bunch of like smoking jackets and like well-tailored pants and like bolo ties and stuff, and like that is entirely geared to me. It's a specific look that is like it's one of those things that's hard to explain. I know it when I see it, but like you can't really put it into words.
So what about like chef, gotta have the hat, gotta have the jacket, gotta have the trousers,
absolutely. that is a good example.
Okay, pirate.
So, never mind, I'm not going to go off on that tangent, but yes.
Oh, please do. Because right now,
Well, we've both dressed up as pirates.
I'm kind of going through a pirate era.
Oh, how much
How much of it's aesthetic? Not much so far, but it's
oh,
more...
Oh, no, I was going to say, how much of it is attributed to Our Flag Means Death?
None. it's mostly attributed to... a lot of German pirate metal that I've been listening to, but
it's also acceptable.
I mean just a little interlude of just pirates and clowns in an intersection. There's a wonderful, and we're, you know, not too far from Halloween itself, there's a wonderful documentary independently made called The American Scream about home haunters, and there's this very fun, quirky dad and son duo who also do clowning for charity, and they say that they do pirate clowns, but they're really doing tramp clowns, but like maybe they throw on an eye patch on their tramp clown, or like they have a parrot and a tramp clown. But I'm just like, the intersection of pirates and clowns and doing good, but also just like fun and whimsy and silly stupid jokes. And like, I feel people are doing, as we talked before about like the prevalence of scary clowns, people trying to, you know, rehabilitate the image of the clown by just being fun clowns.
Yeah.
And like kinky Twitter or kinky internet clowns and merrymaking people and people who are like rehabilitating clowns by being positive influences out there in the world. So it's not a scary thing. Yeah. It can be a fun thing again. It can really be a fun thing. And also like talking about the intersection of clowning and cross-dressing and gender and drag and all the fun things that come with that. Like, yeah, clowns should be for everyone.
Because clowns are. That's like...
It's really a character made for the masses, and it's just been co-opted
totally.
By others.
And everyone has a clown inside of them, and it's like, it's more about bringing it out than dressing it up as anything, because you can dress a clown as anything. And like, I liken it to so many other kinks, because it goes with everything. I mean, you can be a baby clown, you can be a puppy clown, you can be anything. You can't necessarily
Whole character clown.
Right. I mean, a character clown can literally be anyone, anything, anywhere, anytime. It can be a gorilla, you know.
Yeah, it's a clown with a job, a purpose, a very specific thing. Like you said, a baby. There's also
a pirate.
The chef, which we talked about before. A pirate. That's an occupation.
Yeah, totally. Could be anything.
Yeah. A nurse clown, which would definitely check off probably two fetishes for people of like the medical and the clown. Or the Doctor, yep. Doctor Clown.
I love.
There's a lot of great things about clowns and optimism and happiness and joy and also horniness and dirtiness.
Totally, it's pleasure, right? Like it's pleasure.
I really thought you were going to list every possible combination.
Oh right, pilot clown, military clown. The Doctor Clown thing is so fucking hot, and it's been done. And I know a nurse who's into clowning, and he does.
I do a little bit of character clowning with my. Oh, wait.
What? What's up?
The ceiling.
Huh?
You asked me what's up.
Oh, well, you were saying something, and then
yeah, you leaned in tentatively, and I was saying, or furtively, a furtive lean. As if to say, I've got a thing to say. It's a little dirty.
Yeah. So more than one, I'll say, Ringling Clown has gotten in contact with me.
I would imagine there's a whole bunch.
Uh-huh. Which I think is like a really, really, really interesting. And they all have a very different opinion on it, which fascinates me. Like there's a couple who just like happened to see my art, because you know I do like hashtag clown on like a lot of my art, just saw it on Instagram and they were like, hey man, cool stuff. I was like, wait, what? You're messaging me? And he was like, yeah, totally cool. I mean, you know, let me know if you draw me or whatever. And like there was one time another guy messaged and was like, oh, I recognize that clown. I thought they'd be like maybe offended if anything, but they just thought it was cool. And then there was a couple who were like into it, and I was like, okay, but because you know, these were the clowns I really liked. And so I kind of followed a lot of them online and, you know, I knew which ones were dating each other and stuff like that. And so I was kind of like, surely eventually it kind of becomes just something that happens, right? Like an occupational hazard or something. And maybe you just don't think about it or don't care, or maybe it was something for you already, or maybe it's become something for you. And then there was a guy who started messaging me, and he starts asking me all this, you know, clown stuff, clown lore. And I'm like, well, you know, there's different types of makeup and all those different types of noses. And then, you know, they all have their historical roots here. And I start talking like his ear off about clowns, and he's like, awesome. So I used to be a clown for Cirque du Soleil for 10 years.
let me ramble like that. Brand of clowning.
Well, it's a very different.
It's an almost explicitly sexy clown.
He
like those French Canadian dancers who are put on clown makeup and move very slinkily. Like,
I mean,
at least for me, like that might have been like my mid 2000s clown awakening.
Oh, really?
Just well, being like. This artistry that it's put on something that people think is silly, but like I always think of myself as an artist in many forms, in you know, drawing, in previous music, in sewing, and all these different things, and now in clowning, I think of it as an art form, and to see people like elevating it to something avant-garde, I was like, ooh, this is like, also like the music's a little horny.
Is it? Okay, what is horny music? You're talking to someone who cannot stand people who put music on.
I think it was like Allegria or something like that, where they just like have this beautiful like soprano voice like cutting through the accord, like the accordions, and just like it's that French Canadian clown kind of like sex appeal. And it's like, oh, hello. This is like just like beautiful, soaring, melancholy, but like a little happy music. It's like, I'm into this.
Yeah, like beauty is definitely a theme in that style. I always saw Cirque du Soleil as very, very theatrical and not very circusy. And I love gymnastics and theater and stuff like that. So I always loved that. I think he was more, you know, the sort of narrator kind of clown, but he was saying that since, you know, that was just a job for him and I didn't really think about it. And then he got on Twitter and he's like, I saw your stuff, and I just kind of put two and two together and realized, like, duh, of course, this is like a huge thing for me. I just never like said it out loud or made that connection somehow. And I thought that was kind of crazy. Like, how had you not? Yeah, or like how that like suddenly flipped for him, which is funny because I was talking about that with Stubbles last night. The second I got off the phone, yet another person messaged me, and it was so funny because we were talking about how many, you know, messages we get like this, and it was, the message was just, so I think you've awoken a clown fetish in me. I was like, okay.
Okay, cool.
I think we're all kind of getting those messages nowadays.
Yeah. Which is so fun. Like, and I'm glad people are on board or like open. What are you two whispering about? Why are you whispering? I see whispering. What's going on here? You talking about me? What are you saying about me?
Huh? Nothing.
I saw you leaning.
You were telling me to shut up.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, shut up.
I was like, I want to get some words in here.
Oh, just talk over each other. Talk over me because I'm a horrible interrupter. And
we were also talking about where our other kinks are and like gear and fetishes and like maybe like how they intersect. I actually had a thing I wanted to mention, which was whilst not doing specifically character clown changes, like I've been exploring character clowns in my own clowny drag clown. Like taking Jacko and, you know, some people don't respond to things. I tried like, here's Catboy Jacko and like, you know, it's figuring out what.
Oh, Donkey Boy Jacko.
I mean, Donkey Boy Jacko, like
that's a character.
That's a whole other thing. Dude, but like one of my favorites to do is a Himbo Jock Jacko. Just like fully clowned up, pumping weights, wearing gear, or wearing another thing is like the Circus Strongman, which I bought two different singlets for.
Nice.
A red and white striped and a black and white striped to do, you know, the big pumping, you know, strongman clown, but like making it's taking also elements of the world and the circus and just clownifying them in my way. And I think you also do that, Bucko, with...
Well, the puppet clown aspect. Was so... The puppet clown was so that? Awesome. Bucko is the puppet.
Yeah, like which, I mean, a puppet is a character. It's a job. You are a puppet. You are the ventriloquist dummy, and people wonder, where's the hand? How's it being manipulated?
I like to think of myself, like, as a fetish sponge.
Yep.
Like, I make the joke of, I hope this doesn't awaken something in me, like that gif.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, every time it does. And
every time.
So for the longest time, I felt like, I don't know, there were some like things I was into that I'm like, better just keep that to myself. I don't want to upset this one over here. Or like, no, I don't want that. And at this point, I've pretty much given up on that.
And each time it's like, cool, let's do this.
I think that's about like this when awesome. The straw broke the camel's back for me was like clowning. And I'm like, I'm just going to put this one out there and see what happens.
And my biggest thing was like, I'm very conceptual in everything that I do. Like before I even, you know, bought a single thing, I drew out different ideas. I toiled with the thought of a full clown, like loose fitting bodysuit, which I still plan on doing. But the big thing was like, how does this fit with me? And so I'm like, okay, first I'm going to put me into this clown. I'm going to put as much of me into this clown as possible and figure out who that is. So my whole concept was I'm going to start with a black and white drawing of myself. So hence my palette starts as black and white. And because I also like came of age in an age of like black and white photography with red highlights, if we all remember those ages, like, oh yes, it's the black and white photo of the rose, but the rose is red, or any of these. So it's, I think of Jacko as I'm painting a picture on black and white lines and slowly filling in color. And the first colors to add were red and pink because they're derivations of each other. The second was yellow, and I'm slowly adding colors. And it's just this conceptual thing. Eventually, I'm going to have all the colors in there, but that's how I have approached my clown. And I think I figured out how I'm going to do that bodysuit, which will probably be a different makeup.
That'd be awesome. I can't wait to see that. But so like, who brought the donkey in? Because I feel like
he's
anything puppies.
He's to blame.
Hell, I fucking knew it was. Of course it was Bucko.
But so, okay.
Was it Pleasure Island that did it?
Let me tell you. it was another one of those things that I'm like, I didn't know I was into this until I started seeing it. like jumping in on like clown Twitter, I just got like a couple random like Donkey Boy follows, and I'm like, oh no, I'm very into this.
Oh yes.
And I was like, oh yeah, Wacko, check this out. Maybe what if and then it kind of spiraled from there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Donkeys, monkeys, ducks. Ducks, I was like, what? And now I'm so into the duck boys.
Also hyenas.
Oh, hyenas.
Yeens.
Yeens.
Because they're naturally giggly and laughy.
Yes,
and
they're super
like,
giggly and silly.
And there's definitely a yeen out there with like a silliness. Red nose in their art. And I'm like, you are absolutely a giggly hyena clown.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think we know who.
Furry clowns.
Furry clowns are so much fun. Also, yeah. Like, so I have been in contact with a few different like pups whose hoods have an incidentally and conspicuously red nose, and I've seen a lot of red noses on pups, and they're always like, it's a complete accident, and it's like, there are no accidents.
Yeah, you chose
You knew this deep in your subconscious when you picked out this custom hood made just for you, but you wanted a big red nose, not a pink nose, not a black nose, a big red nose.
Big and it's red like, nose.
And I'm sure there are maybe like some pups out there that like get the hood with the red nose and don't have a clown awakening, but the ones that do are probably so happy that they chose, mm-hmm. especially with the cost of like a custom hood, like that big red nose in the middle.
I've done exactly that. Mine has a nice big red nose.
I mean, that's very fitting for you. I mean, you've got the biggest reddest nose right now.
It says you. I think
growing.
The bigger it gets, the dumber I get.
No, it's growing. Exactly.
My nose.
Oh, nose. Oh, nose.
Okay, I'm just noticing the time, and I always end with like a hi. Have you guys got like a raise for me?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi ho.
Did you just call me a ho?
I forgot to think about this.
Oh, well, like, okay. Hi ho. I mean, it's one thing that Bucko has pointed out before. When something really tickles me and just makes me laugh in the most conventionally unattractive way, it sounds so much like a clown horn because it's a laugh on an intake roughly through my sinus. And so it's a... that kind
you
of
just
annoying.
Are a donkey clown.
I am a donkey. That's the other thing. Like Bucko like pointed out the clowns, and I was like, or the donkeys, and I was like, let me look at this, and I'm like, uh oh, this has awakened something.
Okay, so I have my high point.
Oh.
If you have Netflix, watch Wendell and Wild.
Oh,
it is incredible. It's Henry Selick who did Coraline, Nightmare Before Christmas, and all that.
Yeah, and also James and the Giant Peach. And he was the director and did all this, the directing of stop motion animation. That's his like passion.
Anyway, so it's Henry Selick and Jordan Peele coming together to make like the most incredible Halloween movie with a wonderful cast. We watched it the other day and we were both in tears by the end of it. It was so good. It's not getting like a big push at all. It's one of those things that I'm just like, this was incredible. And I just want to share that.
Awesome.
Also, just like animation and stop motion animation are like such dying art forms. It's great to see people keeping them alive.
Yeah. Okay. This looks cool. This looks really, really cool.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go and watch this. Okay. So
unfortunately, it got a release right before Halloween.
Ooh. Clown down.
Oh no! Did I bonk you and you went straight to Clown Town?
Oh, I'm in Clown Town. Okay, so my hooray is going to be a guy called Corey Coons, who is an adult entertainer and erotic art model based in LA now, who was one of the only male pornographic performers I ever saw engage in the more, like, quote unquote, out there stuff. Mm. Specifically like clown porn. He did a porn called Thugsy's Bitch with Kier, aka Thugsy the Clown, which just like totally blew my mind. It's definitely like a bit rougher, and it's a bit filthier than like what I like, but they go full clown. Corey's not a clown, but he gets fucked by one, and it's super clowny. And I'm talking like honking horns, glued on noses, huge shoes, colorful handkerchief bondage. It's delightful. Yeah, it's amazing. I actually had to lobby to get it re-uploaded to Treasure Island Media after it was removed. Like, I made it my personal mission to get it up there. Because for some reason, all male clown porn is, like, removed from the internet on a regular basis, which is, like, a whole other episode in itself. But,
yeah,
needless to say, I've been, like, a huge fan of his for a long time. And he actually did a series called Plushy Schwarz, which was about a drunk bear that was also amazing, and it involved some other plush and furry porn, which of course has also sadly been purged from the internet. So we spoke a little on Instagram, and he's just a real cool, friendly guy. So go follow him at Corey_Coons on Instagram and at Corey_Coons on Twitter. Bucko and Jacko, thank you so much for doing this. This has been so much fun clowning around with you guys.
Oh, thank you for having
me. Where can the folks at home find you?
Honk, honk.
Honk, honk.
You can find me at Bucko Quarters on Twitter.
And you can find me at Jack_O_YES, because Jacko was taken. And so I'm like, let's make it hornier. Jack, oh, yes. On Twitter.
As always, you can find me on am I having a stroke? Where can you find me?
Of genius.
My nose has grown and my brain has gone to mush mush.
It's just gotten so big.
You can find me on Instagram at @_Buckle_Stota and on Twitter at @TStota. Thanks for joining me, guys. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I was saying.
That's what happens when you have a circus having,
thanks for having us.
Well, thanks for having me in my old age, apparently.
As your nose grows bigger, your hair grows grayer.
Hey,
and bigger and your ball patch shows. And then you're getting a big poof ball.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you, I'm going to do a clown cut. 100%.
A clown gut? 100%.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Yes. And a big clown gut and a big clown butt.
Fuck yeah. And grow a clown gut as well. And I'm going to do it publicly. The clown cut. I think that'd be really cool. And anyway, join us next week as we go under the big top.